welcome to Stradbally, County Leash, for the eclectic picnic. From silage bales to bailouts, ICA cake sales to political fake sales, milk me pink, I'm Dobbo. Good evening from the ploughing. With me, first of all, is John Bryan, the president of the Irish Farmers Association. Making hay while the sun shines, John.
Good evening, Brian. Well, it hasn't shone often enough, and we farmers are going to be short of silage, which will mean, of course, that the minister will have to provide some kind of financial assistance.
But surely farming will get some dividend for the massive turnout here.
Dividend? How much is that going to be?
No, I mean,
is it going to be taxable or what?
Well, with respect, the IFA has already milked the system, so to speak, so
well,
I don't think...
Well, milking will go out of fashion altogether, Brian, unless there's some kind of subvention the quota system ends.
You have Simon Coveney on his toes, I'll grant you that
grant
much.
Grant me? How much? Will it be universal? Will all the farmers get it? Or is it just for the dry stock?
No,
will it affect the rep scheme at all?
What I mean is, I'm just giving the farmers credit for what
credit?
They...
Well, Brian, farmers can't afford credit with the high interest rates out there.
John,
this government is going to have to give us some kind...
We run out of time, John. We have to go and check on the ploughing competition
check?
Itself.
Is there a check? Did I miss the check, lads?
John,
how much is that for? Probably not enough, Brian.
John, okay, that's
We're
enough.
We're going to have to Let's get go. Some kind of headed
We have to go to Dahi O'Shea. Dahi O'Shea, who's out on the field. Shut up!
Well, how are you, horsepower? We're back at the ploughing with the best part of the week, crowning the queen of the plough. Lovely ladies, and next up is Josie.
How are you hanging, Dahi?
Oh, you're looking well, Josie, and just turn down the throttle on that Massey so that we can hear you speak.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're beautifully turned out, Josie. That's a lovely wax jacket on you.
I squeezed 10 bullocks in it this morning.
Ha, squeezed 10 bullocks? Well, that's serious horsepower. So, I hear you can make a black for a scarrow in less than half an hour.
I can wrap 10 bales of silage with me bare hands too, Dahi.
Ha, you're some catch. Listen, there's a fella here from Charleville, John Joe, has a question for you.
Let's hear from him, so.
Off you go there, John Joe. This'll be massive for the ratings, lads.
Josie, I know I only met you this morning over New Holland slurry spreader, but I like the cut of you and your rod frontage.
Tell her a bit about yourself, JJ, good man.
I have 15 acre with plan of remission for a slatted shed and a septic tank.
Huh?
Good headage, decent milk quota and a springing heifer.
Woohoo!
Plus a Zetter tractor that can do knot to 60 in 45 minutes.
Massive horsepower, boy.
And I'm training with the junior footballers now. Might make county next year.
Go on.
So, Josie, will you be my wedded wife?
Oh, and Josie, darling, what do you say to that?
Sure, if you throw in a few hundredweight of calf nuts, I won't kick you out of bed for reading Ireland's Own.
Woohoo!
Ah, fair play to you, Josie. Now get up to the high field there like a good girth and bring home that suckling heifer with the red water.
Come here to me, Janjo.
Oh, Jesus, lads, that serious romance brings a tear to my eye. Now, Josie and John Joe will be married in the McHale Baylor tent tonight, followed by a reception in the back of an Isuzu trooper and a fortnight's honeymoon on Loch Derg. You may now shift the bride. Now, I have to go off. I have a photo shoot for the Farmer's Journal. Centrefold for the ladies. I'm going to full Massey tonight, boy. Hope you're fired.
This is a song I wrote after hearing that Arthur's Day was going into a fifth year. I just warn you, don't try to sing along or I'll drown you in a bucket of my own sweat. 'Twas in the year of 013 that Arthur's Day was done. I wrote a song to try and ruin everybody's fun. No pints of stout, no going out, just stay home and drinking tea. Strike a blow to the Agio's plans for Arthur's Day. Just waiting for the Angelus at 1759. No creamy stout or vodka, no porter and no wine. No alcohol, no alcohol, pops, no alcohol a day. I'm sitting watching Nationwide instead of Arthur's Day. Dubbity 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 dubbity. No going into town will I, in my kitchen I will stay. While flutered punters watch the script in Amelia's Sunday. Bobby Womack primal screen and timey temper too. I'll have my own little temper tantrum much in prime time on the tube. By the time it got to 9:30, my mind began to spin. I drove down to the offy and bought a quart of gin. I drank it down through Vincent Brown and passed out where I lay. And that's the last time I stay in because of Arthur's Day.
Keep an eye out for my next single. Halloween is just an excuse for selling shaggin' pumpkins.
It was the best of times.
And Mayo have won the All-Ireland for the second year running. All-Ireland champions, 1951. A wonderful, wonderful display.
It was the worst of times.
I scarcely believe it. It's heartbreak for Mayo. Another All-Ireland final slipped through Mayo's hands. And they've done it again. Or should I say, they haven't done it again. A remarkable story of abject failure.
Now, three men from Mayo are fighting back.
I've always wanted to see Mayo in the final, but we're living the nightmare 150%. We're as finished as Brian Kennedy. I tell you, 62 years without an All-Ireland, you should try it sometime.
It doesn't have to be like this. There's only three of the 1951 cursed team left. That's just three little accidents waiting to happen. What do you say I give Pod Ignally a call?
And you've got three yeses.
This Halloween, prepare for the ride of your life as three misfits from Mayo take on Paranormal Activity.
This'll be hair-raising, so pack plenty of hairspray, lads.
From the makers of Interview with a Vampire.
Alan Shadow was great in that movie. He reminded me of a young Nosferatu.
Foxford Films present Curse Busters.
I gotta tell you, we'll have a premiere in London, we'll have a premiere in Brussels, we'll have one in Mayo. That's how you should live.
The movie that's taken Hollywood by storm.
Beverly's Hills, here we come, baby.
We gotta get the guys from 1951.
And we won't rest till they're buried beneath the Pod Ignally stand.
Armed with only steely determination, a misfiring squad, and a quiff that points towards Castle Bar, they're going to bring Uncle Sam home.
We're the Curse Busters!
Huh, I'm afraid of no curse.
All right, is everybody in? Yes. Zip up the tent, howling like a good fella.
Right, Michael.
Let's get started, so.
I don't understand why we had to come out here in hiding like the French resistance.
Well, they learned the hard way, John.
What?
There can be no resistance to the Germans. This is the only way to come up with 3.1 billion in cuts.
Savings, Michael.
But the ploughing, surely we could have found a cleaner, safe house.
No, this is perfect. 100,000 muck savages outside. Yeah. Traffic chaos, no mobile signal. So that means no escape and no leave. To the papers, John.
Ooh. How dare you insinuate
that? I could swear, John, I saw you sending smoke signals from the John Deere tent to David Davenpower.
I did nothing off the side.
That's enough of that. We have to get down to business. We've some savage hatcheting cuts to make.
Savings.
Barton, we need cuts in social welfare. What do you got?
I'm going to come down hard on the scroungers.
I like it. Scroungers, wheelchair users, and pensioners.
No,
what else?
We could slash the farmers' dole as well.
Are you gone mad?
What?
The farmers are feckin' loaded these days.
Yep.
That makes them the only ones who'll be voting for Fine Gael next time. Wellies full of votes. Shatter, what's your plan?
Perhaps I could close more Garda stations.
Madness, you can't do that.
No?
We need a few bison blow to round up insurgents, like those television license evaders.
And the bankers, of course.
Why would we bother jailing half a dozen bankers when you can bang up 2,500 fellas who won't pay fines?
Right.
We need big numbers to make the crime stats look good when the troika's marking their homework next month.
They were especially pleased with my report on an increase in sentences for Irish drug smugglers.
Very good.
I just neglected to mention the sentences were in Peru.
Yeah. Howlin, you're next.
Minister, I strongly advise against putting more pressure on teachers. They won't vote for the government again, you see.
Don't be such an idiot, Howlin.
What?
We already ran them down on Haddington Road and reversed over them to finish the job.
Well,
we lost them a long time ago. Close up a few VECs, it won't make a blind bit of difference now.
They're falling down anyway, Michael.
Good. Send out a few JCBs to speed it up. And tell Irish Ferries they might want to bump up their schedule for midterm break.
Very well, Minister.
Only 3.05 billion to go.
Michael Shatter's taking flight. Can we all go now?
Oh, yeah. Fly, my pretties. Fly. I have to get out of this field full of shite.
And now, here on RTE Radio 1, a Shannon referendum broadcast from the No Side.
Norris's Ark, Captain's Log, Day 94. The waters continue to rise. Everyone on the Ark has a real sense of doom now. I have a pain in my own fanny trying to keep everyone's spirits up. Raunon Mullen continues to refuse to wear a life jacket. He straps several constitutions around his waist in a deluded hope that it'll save him when the time comes.
Oh, the end of the world is nigh. Nearer, my God, to thee. My precious 1937 constitution will save me. Save our souls.
Despite our appeals for reform, Fidelma Healy Eames's old habits die hard.
Tickets, please. Tickets for the Ark there, please.
Is there first class on this thing?
Just show us your ticket there, love, please.
Ticket? I didn't buy a ticket. Do you know who I am?
Then today I asked Mark McSherry to send out a dove to see if there was any sign of dry land. But he only had a pair of pigeons and he's already eaten one of them. Every time he speaks now, feathers fly out of his mouth, which at least makes a pleasant change from what usually comes out of it. We tried using social media to rally for a rescue to our cause, but Fidelma's nervous about such trickery.
Never in all my days have I encountered an evil such as twerking. This is the act by which you get buggered by Twitter.
These are dispiriting times. Still, if my vessel is to flounder, I am dressed in my best and am prepared to go down as a gentleman with a severance package. Yes. Taoiseach, Taoiseach, I know you're in there.
He's not here.
It's Leo, sir. I have that report you asked for on the curse.
Come on in, Veronica. Get in the tent.
Okay, it's a little bit cramped in here, Thief.
Quick, zip it up behind you there before anyone gets in.
Okay, all done.
Whatever you do, Leo, don't mention the K-U-R-S-E.
That's not how you spell curse.
Shh. We're doomed.
What?
I can feel it in my fingers and in my toes.
That could be arthritis. I'm a doctor.
It was the gypsies that did it.
What?
In 51.
Wait.
The omens are all over the place. Things are gone mad. What? Bono has morphed into Bill Clinton.
Wow, usually it's the ladies. He's an awful dog, isn't
no
he?
No one from Mayo is safe.
No. Nope.
After hearing that Louis Walsh walked through a door.
He reminds me of a young Houdini.
Tell me you found answers for me, Veronica. Give me some hope.
Well, I was on to the Glasgow Airport Authority and they say not to worry. There are no signs of a curse anywhere.
What are you on about? It's not the Glasgow Airport Authority. It's the GA.
What?
Oh, we're doomed. Doomed, I tell you.
Look at the good things. You got a ringing endorsement from Merkel.
A dark spell from the White Queen.
What?
That's my political death warrant. Mark my words.
I think you're missing the point, Taoiseach.
Oh, of course I am. Sure aren't I for Mayo? Big, stupid, f***ing shower of loser b***s making a box out of every final.
Taoiseach, what are you doing?
I can't help it, Leo.
Why?
It's the Mayo curse.
Oh.
F*** it anyway.
Maybe I shouldn't have worn my Dubs jersey today. Dr. Riley, we weren't really expecting you. What?
Arthur's Day is part of my official duties this year, my good man.
We don't normally receive ministers here at the brewery itself.
Well, your boss has gone off to St. James's A&E department on a PR visit.
Yes, but...
So I'm looking after St. James's Gate in return.
Maybe a trip to the Guinness storehouse might be more appropriate.
Not that awful gravity bar. They only give you one pint up there. It's like a torture chamber.
But there are beautiful views. You can see all the way to the Hill of Howth.
That's the problem. You can't see... Balbriggan. Now hand over the keys or I'll stick a health warning on every can of the black stuff you ever produce from this day on.
But I'll
have this place emptied quicker than Priory Hall, my good fellow.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Come on.
Here then.
Thanks. I'll take it from here. Peace at last. Now, 087. Hogan, it's Dicey here. I'm in. Come over immediately and bring an overnight bag. Exactly, we're going to drink our fill, Hogan. You're right. Never let it be said again that Dr. Riley couldn't organise a piss-up in a brewery.
Cannons, kicks, ya boya. And you can listen back to this week's episode on the RT Radio Player. Don't ask me, I haven't a clue how to work it. More after the break. Now we're sucking diesel.
Collins, Kicks, and you can listen back to this week's episode on the RT Radio Player if you have the internet, and if you do, God help you, it's full of porn, Funny Friday coming up, stay tuned, go on.
Oh, hi Miriam.
Oh, hi Claire. Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes, lovely weekend, relaxing. And you?
Good for you. As you know, I'm the busiest woman in the world.
Oh.
such a busy weekend launching books, preparing for my radio show, primetime research appearances and a few photo shoots. I did take half an hour off on Sunday though for a candlelit dinner with Steve. We talk shop.
Shouldn't you start taking it easy?
No, you should take it easy. A woman in your condition, having babies puts everything into perspective. You'll find that out when you leave here.
I'm not leaving. I'm just taking a maternity break.
Oh, that's what they call it now. You know, Claire, do you know how long my maternity leave was?
No, but you're about to tell me.
2 hours.
Oh.
I was working for the Beeb at the time, straight from the maternity ward to Newsnight. But I can understand you needing to have a very long time away, being much more fragile, you know?
Don't worry, you won't have seen the last of me.
It'll take quite some time to get your figure back to the way it was.
That's not the most important thing.
Do you know how long it took me? 15 minutes. I gave birth in the gym to save time.
Right.
I was interviewing Jane Fonda on a treadmill when I went into labour.
Anyway, I have to get going.
Really? Morning sickness, is it? Oh, you poor pet. Take sick leave. I never got sick, you know.
Bye, Miriam.
I ate my way through 8 times. Claire? Claire? Poor pet. Grania! Oh my God! Are you pregnant too? Oh, sorry. My bad. Genuinely.
Talk about the banjo, then let Sil sit there for goodness and be on we're on. Hello, good afternoon. You're very welcome to Funny Ploughing. Clap, clap, don't be looking at me if you want a free trip to Trebalgan. Hello, you're aware at the Funny Ploughing here. We're in County Leash. Doc is off the leash.
How is Joe?
Say something funny, Doc. Go ahead.
Joe, I've heard of a face for radio, but you have a voice for newspapers as well.
Savage, Doc. Sil Fox, go ahead. You're on the live line.
I'm well, Joe. A woman mistakenly calls me the other day and says, "Still Fox, still Fox," says I. "Sure, I can hardly stand, Mrs."
Fair play. The audience loved that, didn't you, audience? Clap, clap, clap. Well done, Sil. Now, something for the plowers, Doc. Go on.
Listen, Joe. A farmer says to his son, "What's the difference between a bull's arse and a letterbox?"
Uh-huh.
"I don't know, Dad. What's the difference?" Uh-huh. "Jesus, son, I better find someone else to post this letter, so."
Funny. All right, Doc. Okay. All right, Doc, that's enough now. We've Gerald in the room. Gerald, where are you from, Gerald?
I come from Delvin in Westmead, Pat.
Delvin, so you're going to be delving into our jokes.
What?
Go on, Gerald.
I love the show, Pat.
It's Joe. What's your joke, Gerald?
A farmer walks into a coconut. No, wait, no. No, he says to the coconut.
Shut up, Doc.
What's the difference between the farmer and the coconut?
Yeah, go on.
At least you can
get a drink out of the coconut. Okay, weekend for two for Gerald and his wife. Talese Cross Nursing Home. Well done. Give him a round of applause. Sil, give us one more before it gets open. Mm-hmm.
Joe, society of the art of the mild ambulance.
Yeah.
Do you have a defibrillator?
Go on, yeah.
A defibrillator, Joe.
No, what happens next, Sil? The punchline.
There's no joke, Joe.
What?
I need a defibrillator now.
Mother God, get the ambulance, Frank. Get the ambulance.
Joe, what do you call a cow with only two legs?
Not now, Doc. We've an emergency.
Lean beef.
For God's sake. Stop clapping,
Joe,
audience.
Joe, did you hear about the biscuit who refused to go to Temple Street Hospital?
Stop it, Doc.
He said he preferred crumbling.
Ah, for God's sake.
Ah, crumbling.
So for Mons.
Joe.
I need a stretcher as well. Joe. Someone get me out of here. Mother of God, save your hair. So
I have to say, this whole ploughing thing makes me feel very jittery.
Relax, Jerry. These fellas are better armed than our boys. We're among kindred spirits.
It's not the farmers, it's all this digging. You never know what they're going to find, especially this close to Port Leisha. I'm digging too.
Well, I did get a bit worried when I heard people shouting up the Ra earlier.
Oh yeah?
Turned out it was Lucinda Creighton and the RA Reform Alliance. We had half the place in stitches.
Well, we've been guilty of that ourselves before. Here, have you been to any of the trade stands? They sell you all sorts of stuff.
I went to a product demonstration of how to remove scum from a bath.
How'd they do it?
Apparently you get the High Court to kick him out of his house on Aylesbury Road.
Uh-huh.
And you save a fortune.
200 grand in cash, apparently. You'd swear he was a farmer. And to be fair, we've done more for the agri sector in this country than any other party.
How's that?
Well, we've used more fertilizer than the beef, dairy, and tillage sector over the last 30 years combined. Mary Lou, what are you doing down there? You can't eat the soil. That's freshly ploughed. Leave it alone.
They're planting spuds, Jerry.
But they're in the ground, Mary Lou.
Spuds?
Well,
that's raw chips.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Mary Lou.
Excuse me.
Et maintenant, les aventures de Rog et Johnny, le odd couple en Paris.
Hi, Rog, I'm home.
Oh, how are you, Johnny? How'd you get on at the training session in Dublin?
Grand, I got on really well with the new coach. He's not as good as you, though. No one's as good as you, Ronan. Not even you.
Well, you were always better than me at bitching and complaining.
Yeah, of course you were always at the cutting edge, weren't you, Rog, with your Newbridge cutlery?
It's actually silverware. Anyway, I suppose they were all asking for me in Dublin.
Of course they were. They were asking for you to stay in France.
Well, I suppose because I'm here, you're a model for the number 10 jersey now.
Better than being a model for knives and forks. So anyway, Rog, where's me jersey?
It's over there. And mind you don't trip over the... That bag in the middle of the floor.
Oh, my ankle! My ankle, I think it's broken. Oh, Rog, get on the phone. Call somebody.
Right away, Johnny. Just hold on there. Hello, is that Joe Schmidt? What?
Hello there, I'm Paddy O'Gorman. I was wandering around the streets of the city one day when I happened upon a poor defenceless cat stuck high up in a tree. When along came Sean O'Rourke and Pat Kenny at the same time, both trying to entice the unfortunate creature down. And here is his story.
Good morning, cat. You come down from that tree at once. Do you hear me?
Well, here, one has to regard the actions of the cat in the overall context of the behaviour of the genus Felis catus or Felis silvestris catus. A cat can look at a king, but can a king look at a cat, for example?
I'll have to hurry you along, cat. You're wasting everybody's time here. And don't expect the fire brigade to come out and rescue you with the pressure that's already on frontline services. Come down!
Surely, in the broadest sense, the cat is not so much the prisoner of the tree as we, the spectators, the matting crowd, as it were, are prisoners of the drama of the cat in the tree.
Cat, this is your final warning. I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, I've run out of patience.
Just when the cat had everything, the glare of media attention, the beckoning endorsement deals with Whiskers and Felix, it was cut down in cruel tragedy.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. Now over to Catherine Fulvio for a cake recipe. Are you trying to kill us with those fats and sugars, Catherine?
Oh, sweet Catherine, cometh to Newstalk and spoon me with treacle. Then I would be like the proverbial cat that got the cream, as it were.
Cream? Sure, that'll kill you as well. Look, I have to get out of here. The world won't fix itself. In the shadows of Montrose, I work alone.
And now, a Shannon referendum broadcast from the Yes side.
We are in the dense undergrowth of Kildare Street, hoping to catch a glimpse of one of nature's cruelties. Two species separated by a common habitat are about to fight to the death. The TD is hunter, the senator its prey. This ritual of cannibalism is about to unfold. The TD knows it has strength in numbers over the senator, but deputies don't always get their sums right. TDs are themselves an endangered species. An elusive creature, it only comes here to feed and occasionally to mate. They preen themselves and display their plumage regularly. Then they eye the senator with suspicion, an irony of nature, having slithered into the upper chamber themselves as caterpillars and emerged as butterflies into the lower chamber. Like the flying insect, their lives in the chamber can be cut short. The TD is, however, ever moving, often not even having time to stop at guarded checkpoints or take penalty points for speeding. But they do gather expenses as a bee collects pollen. The senator's days might be numbered. Lucky for them, the TD simply cannot count.
Ah,
Hello, it's a big GAA weekend again, folks. The replay of the hurling final between Clare and...
Cork, Dez.
Cork. And Ger Lochnan is with me.
Mighty, mighty stuff, Dez. This is going to be mental.
But before that, before we go to him, Davy Fitz has been reacting to the decision to put the match on a Saturday night.
These 3 weeks, you know, they're trying to kill me up in headquarters or what. I haven't slept, I haven't eaten. They're trying to starve me out. They might as well lock me up in Contangaroo Bay, you know. It's hard to get the breaks when you're the small fish. Cork are like a pike, where like the pinkums. They're out to get me, but I'm ready for battle. You know, I'm going to give it everything. They've tried to crucify me, but I'm ready to rise again on the third week.
Ger, do you think Clare can do it now?
We are going to do it, Des. No doubt about it. Cork are going to need mighty stuff to beat Clare. Yes. They are going to have to meet them man to man. If they have any chance, they will need to man mark the key fillers, like David Fitz on the sideline. No doubt about it.
Fair point. Now let's get the view from Croker, from our commentator, Ger Canning.
Who would have thought, Des, hurling at 5 p.m. on a Saturday, when normally I'm prostrate on my burgundy Chesterfield sofa with a Pimm's and tonic. Instead, I'll be pondering those goalposts down at the canal end, made from the wood of the Indian banyan tree, of course, so redolent of those good old days of the rash. That was the pre-Gandhi paradigm when men wore pants and the train to Bombay ran on time. Wouldn't you agree, Michael Dignan?
Well, Ger, I like hurling and I like hard hurling. The important thing here is for the good of hurling and not to have Phyllis sent off or like watching tennis. I'm not advocating dirty play, but we need a bit of sense and we need to let the thing flow, whether it's a dirty pull or not.
I've no idea what that was about, Des. Back to you in the studio.
That's you, Pims. Thanks for that, Ger. And now we're joined in the studio by none other than Marty himself.
Oh, Marty Morrissey. Yeah.
Another full house tomorrow, Marty.
I'm certainly hoping so, Des. I've changed the sheets. Put on a new duvet.
No, I was talking about Croker, Marty.
Holy Moses. Yes, I think that will be full as well, Des.
And what about the ladies, Marty?
Well, let's just say there's always extra time and replays when Marty likes a party.
The ladies footballers, Marty.
What?
Monaghan versus Cork in the final on Sunday.
Oh, well, 30 women in 70 minutes, Des.
60.
I'm up for any challenge.
It's extraordinary they still use a hooter in ladies' football to signal the game is over, isn't
it? Well, every night is Hooters night when Marty likes the party.
Oof.
See you all in Croke Park. I'm up all night to get lucky. Holy Moses.